This is the Composer's Datebook for January 4th. I'm John Burge. The music of the 18th century was, in essence, an international cosmopolitan language. But just as nationalism in language, culture, and politics came to the fore in the 19th century, so did the radical new idea that each nation should develop its own distinct national style of music. On today's date in 1840, a dramatic manifestation of this new trend occurred in the Hungarian city of Pest. The Hungarian-born piano virtuoso and composer Franz Liszt returned in triumph to his native land for a gala concert at the Hungarian National Theater. After the performance, several Hungarian aristocrats, decked out in lavish native costumes, presented Liszt with a bejeweled sword of honor and delivered speeches in Hungarian, praising him as an artist and patriot. For his part, Liszt delivered an equally impassioned speech, calling for Hungarian cultural and political independence. The patriotic audience went berserk with joy and began a torchlight procession of some 5,000 people through the city with Liszt at the front. It's one of those ironic touches of history, however, that Liszt, the standard bearer for Hungarian national music, didn't really speak Hungarian very well, and for the record, delivered his patriotic address in French. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.